And beginning today, I'd like to say, Mr. Elke, tear down that wall.
And with that, the outside demolition of the old Fayetteville City Hospital started this morning to make room for the public library expansion residents approved in 2016, a project Mayor Lionel Jordan says is very personal to him.
I'll try and settle down. I told my staff this morning going down here, this library means so much. They said, are you doing okay, Mayor? And I said, well, I'm sort of like a hydrophobic horse running through a burning barn right now. I'm very excited.
The mayor thanked all those who had worked at the city hospital since the original building opened on that property in 1912, and he acknowledged all the memories that were made there when children were born and loved ones passed away.
The city hospital building being demolished will serve as both a literal and figurative foundation for the expanded library. Even the bricks and concrete will be ground up and used in the foundation of this expansion.
And as David Johnson, the executive director of the library, told the crowd, just like the building that's there now, the library expansion will transform Fayetteville from a city with one of the best libraries in the country to a city with one of the best libraries in the world.
Fayetteville Public Library is pushing boundaries to become a place where visitors not only come and take items, but they stay and make items. The innovation and makerspace will provide a foundational education and the basic tools for those who want to explore a new field of study like robotics, a virtual reality lab. We'll have an audio recording studio that will be professional quality, a professional quality video studio, a makerspace where people can come and develop things with wood, places where they can come and work with metals.
Johnson says the library expansion will also include a multi-purpose room for gatherings that will be able to accommodate up to 700 people. There will be a teaching kitchen and expanded youth and teen services, as well as a dedicated genealogy department.
And I'm excited to say that the future of public libraries begins here.
Johnson then turned the podium over to Mike Russell, the president of the Fayetteville Public Library Foundation, who introduced the Beyond Words campaign that has been charged with raising the rest of the funding needed for the expansion.
The citizens generously gave $27 million to make this happen. That's an amazing thing. And it wasn't a close call. It was a resounding yes from the community. So I'm working with a group of people, a team on the capital campaign, many who are here, and the foundation, and our charge is to go get the other $23 million.
And the demolition this morning kicked off with a few words from Jim Blair, who Johnson described as the reason the current library exists at all.
And there is a myth or a saying or an aphorism, I don't know what you would call it, that if things cease to grow, they die. And we are at the point where we have loved our current library to death, and we have to keep going.
The library is making the bricks from the demolition available to the public this week from the 19th to the 21st. Johnson says the bricks will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. If you want to hear more about the history of City Hospital, you can find a report from earlier this month at OzarksAtLarge.com.